My name is Dr. David A. Fishman. I am a gynecologic oncologist. I'm in charge of the National Ovarian Cancer Early Detection Program, which is at Mount Sinai School of Medicine. I'm the fellowship director in gynecologic oncology and professor of obstetrics and gynecology.
You know, ovarian cancer remains such a deadly disease, and I guess it's because of the fact that the symptoms, as they say, whisper. Is that still the case, or have any big strides been made?
Well, we definitely know there are symptoms associated, but unfortunately they appear to be associated with advanced stage rather than early stage cancer. So we really don't have any great clinical symptoms that we can tell people that would help us find it early when it's in a curable stage. The main problem continues is that the disease tends to be very, very aggressive. And by the time most women are diagnosed, it's already advanced stage cancer and the survival is very poor. If, however, we could detect ovarian cancer once confined to the ovary or hasn't spread, then the operation is less morbid and the survival rate approaches 90%, where women may not even require chemotherapy. So until an effective therapy is developed, the most important thing we could do is to identify cancer confined, not spread out throughout the body. That would be the biggest boon in saving women's lives.
Now, what do you advise women to do? Do you think that pap smear is taken more often or visits to the doctor? What would help?
Yeah, it's a great question. The pap smear utility is really for precancerous disease on the cervix. It's really not intended to pick up cancer of the cervix. Its goal is to pick up precancer. So if we had a tool that would allow us to pick up precancer on the ovary, that would be fantastic. Yeah, unfortunately, it really doesn't exist except in a research setting. I guess the biggest thing women can know is, what is their family history and personal history? Because those women who have a personal history or family history that involves ovarian cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, or multiple cancers, they may be genetically predisposed to having a higher risk of developing ovarian cancer. And so if you know that your family has lots of cancers, I guess the key would be to ask their physician, do you think that I might be a member of an inherited cancer syndrome where the patient should be referred to a geneticist who would evaluate the family pedigree, the family tree? And then we now know there are at least 16 genes that can be passed on from mother to daughter or father to daughter that increase a woman's risk of breast and ovarian cancer. So I guess that would be the first step. The second step would certainly be to know your personal history. If you don't feel right in the pelvic area and that discomfort persists for, say, more than a week, then notify your physician. And in the evaluation, make sure that the ovaries are addressed. And the simple question is, are my ovaries okay? And if they're not, then I would suggest referral to a gynecologic oncologist.
I think that is key, because you know how you feel and you know if something just doesn't feel quite right.
I agree. And the duration, all of us have aches and pains, but a pain that persists for more than a week, I think, should be evaluated. It's not just for a woman. It's for anybody who's receiving health care. If something's bothering you after a week, then I think it should be evaluated. And it may be nothing, but what if it is something? And all of us are superhuman, so we deny every ache and pain that we have. And unfortunately, women tend to be even more superhuman, because they're always the healthcare provider and coordinator for the entire family, and they're never allowed to feel bad or feel sick. So I would stress this, that if you don't feel right, and it doesn't matter where, but if some part of your body just doesn't feel right and it's still going on after a week, I would suggest having it evaluated.
Anything else you want to add, Dr. Fishman, before we conclude and let you get back inside the building?
The VOICE program is really trying to make a difference. I had the honor of caring for Marilyn Varardi, who is the V in the VOICE. Mm-hmm. And the whole issue was, how can we do better to get education, to let people know what we can do to help, what women can do to empower themselves to get better health care. And they're very committed to trying to find tools to achieve early detection, to achieve awareness and education. And I really think it is a group that I'm very proud of. Similarly, there are other organizations to get information about cancer and ovarian cancer specifically, the American Cancer Society, the Society of Gynecologic Oncologists. So there are many resources that one can tap into, but I think we're lucky here in New York that Voice exists, and they're really trying to make a difference.